You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
I can no more talk to you, but my son, Allah is elevating your rank and status. Allah has arranged for you, وَإِنَّ أَكْرَ مُسْتَرْضِعًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ For you, there is a wet nurse, there is a foster mother for you. You're only 18 months old. Yeah, in this world, you are being breastfed. Now you will be breastfed in Jannah. That is Islam. And then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when we hear these type of calamities, then say, Inna lillahi wa inna li rajiun. So you the family, Allah Jalla wala grant you sabr jameel. You the ayyid, Allah Jalla wala is elevating your rank. We make it dua for you. Allah grant you the highest stages of Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la. I was there today in Scottsborough, and after the Salat and so forth, then I received a call from my nephew, Muhammad Hussein in Heidelberg, and he told me, you heard the news. I asked him what happened. He said that our cousin Zaid Hussein there in Balfour, his wife Nazira passed away. Eid al-Adha, I was in Shepston, and Eid al-Fitr, I was in Balfour, and we went to visit her with my wife and so forth. And she passes away just before Jumu'ah, our brother Ahmed Musa after Jumu'ah. Do we even know what is this death, my brothers? مَنْ تَوَفَّاهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ أَوْ لَيْلَتَهَا وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبَرِ When a person passes away, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, authentic Sahih hadith, when a person passes away on a Friday with Iman and Islam, then on the night of Friday, that is last night, meaning what we call Thursday night after sunset, after Maghrib. Third Friday, Maghrib, till before sunset, and sunset, then a person passed away with Iman. Allah Azza wa Jalla protects that person from the chastisement, punishment, torment of the grave right till the day of Qiyamah. Imagine what awliyaullah used to cry to Almighty Allah Jalla wala, Ya Allah, jumma ki maut nasib farma. Ya Allah, let us die with Iman and Islam. Hazrat Abu al-Hasan al-Nadwi nawwar Allah marqadahu. Hazrat Mawlana Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat Ji Jalal Abadi rahmatullah alayhi. Haji Farooq sahab rahmatullah alayhi. And so many others whom we know and we met most of them. They all passed away on a Friday. And that is what they were begging Almighty Allah for. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. What did Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu say? The precedent for me and you, Allah made the three rights in Bidaya wa Nihaya. He says, that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the greatest Shaykh al-Hadith of this Ummah, 5,374 Ahadith, he reported, narrated through the different chains of transmission. It is his last moments. What were his last words, brothers? Today, me and you, we are crying when we see the person in Sakarat. But sometimes these people who leave this world, they are smiling. Because already they are getting the Bisharat and the Bushra. Quran speaks of this. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ The droves and droves of angels are coming to them and giving them the bisharat and glad tidings. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا There is no fear for you. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا There is no sadness for you. وَأَبَشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ See, they give them glad tidings of Jannah even before they pass away. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala nureez, Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak. Ya Allah, I love meeting you. Allahumma inni uhibbu liqa'ak. Fa'ahibba liqa'i. Ya Allah, you also love meeting me. And then the Ravi, the reporter says, I just reached the door. Wantaqala ila rahmatillah. And then he passes away. Abu Huraira, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu Allah. We come here to your mere bed. Few weeks ago I was here. Our brother Hashim passed away. His family is my cousin and relative also. So we see these are the people we know. What about those we don't know? So every day, my brothers and sisters, esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wa Jamaah, and Radio Al-Ansar International, make this part of your ma'mool, make this part of your routine. He Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, and we belong to the Ahlus Sunnah wa Jamaah, and remember, according to the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, Hanafis, totally permissible. What did he say? He Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For you ulama and students, write it down, make mental notes. And Ma'qib ibn Yasar radiallahu anhu, Ma'qib ibn Yasar radiallahu ta'ala, with the reporter and the narrator, and the hadith in Muslim Ahmad, called, he Ma'qib Zayd radiallahu anhu wa ta'ala, that he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tikra Yasin ala Mawtahku, read Surah Yasin from the deceased. When they are in Sakarat, read also, and after Wafat and Mawt, then also read for them. That is what we believe in, and the hadith we mention in Abu Dawud is in the Majah. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, where the celebrated student, and the celebrated student's name, Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah. He writes a book called Kitab al-Ruh, which I heard by me there from. On page 17, he writes the story and anecdote, and we also take heed from this. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah goes to the graveyard, and he sees one person reading the Quran to read, Surah Yasin and so forth. So initially he told him, don't read. And then that person said, Ya Imam, that I have heard this hadith so and so and so. This is our chain of transmission. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal told him, you read it yourself? He said, yes. He said, then you are reading the Quran. So we have ittifaq, we have ijma, we have consensus on this issue. Qira'atul Quran lil amwat. Remember to recite the Quran for the deceased. It's 100% remember part of the preaching of Islam. So my topic for today, actually this is introduction. My topic for today is this. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ. Those are the people, all that Allah Azza wa Jalla selected them. Allah Ta'ala selected them from the best of the best. They were not elected. You see, elections take place, and then there's violence, then there's rigging of elections. In Urdu they say, انتخابات میں دانلی ہو گئی. If you understand the word, دانلی. دانلی means they rig the election. You vote for party A, B, C, but everything goes into X, Y, Z. There's behind there some gymnast game and tickets. You know how things work in the world today. So they call it Dandi Hungary. But Allah is a Dandi business, everything is pure. So Allah Ta'ala chose them, the prophets and messengers. Hadallah chose of the Hudahu Muqtadi. Then you must follow in their footsteps. So our topic is our last program tonight for this program and for the radio. So therefore I said, and then we heard this incident, same incident. So we make dua, Allah Jalla wa Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, Allah Jalla grant the family Sabri Jameel, and all my Jalla take us also with Iman and Islam. So first dua we can learn now. So I will give you dua of Anbiya alayhi salam. That are enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam's dua. Look at the vicissitudes that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam went through. He was done in the well by his brothers. Why? Because of jealousy. Then remember he was sold as a slave also. He couldn't speak because maybe his brothers would kill him if he offered it. Then he's taken as a slave there, and then Aziz and Mr. one big minister purchases him as a slave. But he's a paragon of beauty, and then the wife of the minister, she falls in love with him. وَغَلَّبَتِ الْأَبْوَابَ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكْ. She closes the windows, doors, and tabi'a. He says, مَعَاذَ اللَّهُ. Allah, Allah protect me, Allah save me. So many vicissitudes and ups and downs. But Allah wants to elevate, Allah wants to elevate, and then he becomes the minister of agriculture, minister of finance, he becomes the ruler, then his brothers come. Bibidawatin Bushjatin, if you understood Arabic, they came with monopoly money. They came with money that was totally expired. They came with money that had no value.
The same brothers now, they didn't recognize that this is Yusuf alayhi salam in his regalia and in his attire and so forth. And they said, فَأَوْفِ لَنَا بِلْهَا سَفُوشِيَ وَتَصَدَّ قَلِيَ You said, oh, you charity to me. Just for that, you can touch him. His message came to the fore, and he asked him the question. أَلِيْكُمْ مَا فَأَلْتُمْ بِيُوسُفَ يَعْفِيهِ إِنَّكُمْ جَاهِلِيَ You remember what you did with Yusuf alayhi salam? How you treated my full brother bin Yamin Benjamin? When you are ignorant and so forth, that I am Yusuf alayhi salam, well, I forgive you. Ya tafreel alayhi. See now he goes through all this. The world is very sweet if you look at it and study the Quran, Surah Yusuf. What a wonderful surah, chapter 12 of the Bible Quran, 111 verses. And then Allah says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِ الْعِبْرَةُ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ In this events and stories and episodes, there are surely lessons to be learned. And but who will take lesson? Only those people who have intelligence, true intelligence and intellect. Then in the ending now he knows the time for departure. He cries to Allah, أَنْتَ وَلِيِّ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ Ya Allah, you are my protector in this worldly life. In the year after, Ya Allah, تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا This is the dua. Every one of us should know how to brother, sister, male, female, children. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا Allah, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَمَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ Oh Allah, and Allah unite me with the devout and pious people. In every event when we die, we are asking that we go to such graveyard, we go to such cemetery where the pious people are. Our Ustaz, Shaykh Muhammad Sahabuni, Rahmanullah, first Allah said Aleppo, and he wrote Quran Sharif, Tafsir, more than 10 different tafsir. I remember 4 or 5 of his tafsir. So Alhamdulillah, some he gave me also. When he passes away in Istanbul, the Tayyip Erdogan, the president of Turkey, said, no, you can't bury him there, you can't bury him there, we bury him there. Where the great ulama of Turkey, of Khilafat Usmaniya, of the Ottoman Empire, see how he honored him and the president and became himself for the Janaza Salah. Sheikh Sabuni Rahimahullah is in hospital. He's well in his 80s. He came to South Africa twice. And I drove him from there, from Malaysia, right to your government and Pakistan and so. So we had a lot of discussions. Alhamdulillah. So his son told me Ahmed his name. He said when he was in the hospital, 85 years old, they told the doctors, this man may have a lot of work to do. So the doctors asked him, then what work? Or asked the son initially, what will your father be doing 85 years old? Then ask him, he will tell you. He said, no, I'm still busy with one tafsir, and the few notes to the left I have to insert when they put them. So then they were amazed, such an old man, and yet he's busy making khidmat of the Quran Sharif, serving the Quran. So what we learn, Quran Sharif to khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi to Quran Sharif to khatam karna maqsood. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood. The aim is not to finish the Quran Sharif and finish. We must continue till our last breath, and we connected to the Quran Sharif. We connected to the Sunnah Mubarakah. We connected to the Sharia. So that should be our aim and objective in life. Now Hajj, the curtain is drawing close. Tonight, tomorrow, day in Makkah, Mina, today by us, remember, is the night of the 12th. And tomorrow is the 12th, Saturday. By them, tonight is the 13th. And tomorrow is the 13th, and it's Ayyamut Tashriq. So imagine these brothers, sisters of us who passed away. Jumu'ah, they passed away. In the days of Hajj, Ayyamut Tashriq, they passed away. Special days, which all Almighty Allah speaks about in the Quran Sharif. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودًا So the curtain is drawing now, and if you look at your Qurbani, if you look at your Hajj, everything rotates and revolves around who? Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ خَلِيلٌ. Who knows who is Khalil ur-Rahman? So learn about Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Learn the du'as of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. His name, Nami, Isme Grami, honorable name is mentioned 69 times in the Noble Quran. And remember chapter 14 is dedicated to him, Ibrahim. You see this youngster who read now, Muhammad Rehan, his father is the Yunus. Yunus' father is Ibrahim. So many of you, Rahimahullah, passed away, Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. So all of you, when your name is Ibrahim, you should wonder, ponder one day. I used to ask my parents a lot of questions. I asked them, ke manjo nalo kulay Abdul Qadir hai? You know, I speak Maiman, you know. So I said, why is my name Abdul Qadir? They say, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani to Pirani Pirai. He is the Waliullah of the time. He is the sage of the age. I said, oh. So that's why my name is Abdul Qadir. They said, yes. There's a different thing, we spell it a little bit crooked. They say AK. It's supposed to be AQ. But maybe they wanted I must walk around with the AK to 255. There's non-Muslim, they say they got AK-49. So I told them I got AK-255. You know, AK-255. You don't know. You know AK-47? So what, Rehan? See, Rehani listened to the radio. So AK, Ayatul Kursi, ayat number 255. You see? So that is AK-255. So most powerful ayat in the Quran. See, the one husband and wife. Rehan, you like stories. Listen to the story. So, a small boy, but he likes stories. So now what happens? So the husband, wife, you know, you have some time talk. So the wife asks, the husband asks the wife, oh my sweetie, oh my poppy, oh my darling, you ever see me in the dream when we're sleeping? And said, never, I never ever see you. So husband was like disappointed. Said, but how come you never see me in a dream? He said, then she, the wife, told the husband, no, I heard AK saying on the radio, if you read Ayatul Kursi, then you won't see Shaitan ever. So therefore, I never see you also. So bichara, husband also got finished. Why I ask such a question? So this type of, all stories, you know. So come now. So Ibrahim means Abun Rahim, the compassionate father. Surah 14 dedicated to him. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah elevated him. We ask the Jew, you believe in Abraham? They say yes. We ask the Christian, you believe in Abraham? They say yes. They say Abraham, Abraham. We ask the Mushrik, idol worshipper, you believe? They say yes. We say none of you believe. Why? Surah 3 verse 67. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam was never a Jew. He was never a Christian. Never was he a mushrik and idol worshipper. So what was he, Ya Allah? You tell us, O beloved Allah. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. He turned away from all the falsehood. And he was Muslim. He was submitting himself to Almighty Allah. O Ummah, take this message. Study the Quran Sharif. 114 surahs. In the Noble Quran, in the 114 chapters. And 6236 verses in the Noble Quran. And 540 rukus in the Noble Quran. And what do you see? You see that we as Muslims are the only people in every salat that we read the name of Muhammad Nabi Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We read and recite the name of Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim Alaihi Salam. Did you ever wonder and ponder why? لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, in the Master Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have the perfect role model. And Khalilullah, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ. In Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, also you have the perfect role model. We read Isha Salat, Allah Ta'ala accepted. Now what we read? Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. You see how? Every salat we reading upon the Master alayhi salam. We reading upon Ali Muhammad. We reading upon Khalilullah Ibrahim and Ali Ibrahim. Now story time. Imam Malik rahimahullah is Imam Dar al-Hijra, he's the genius of Medina. So people came to him, the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren of Sahaba. Imam Malik is there, he is to deliver the lessons right next to the master Habibuna sallallahu. They said, O Malik, we rahimahullah, now we say, what is meant by Ali Muhammad? So the Ansar's children wanted, he must say, the Ansar, the helpers of it, and the Muhajirin wanted, it must be for them. So Imam Malik rahimahullah, the genius, he says, no. He say, when we read the noble Quran, then we read Surah 40 and verse 46. Allah Jalla Wala speaks about Al. And what Allah Ta'ala says about the Pharaoh and his cronies and his comrades. You know the Pharaoh's body. I've been there, I'm sure some of you have been there. You go to Cairo, you go to the Pharaonic Museum, and you will see the pharaohs, their bodies are, you must remember, mummified and whatever else they called it, you understood. So all that is done there. So what you see? See what Allah says. An-naru yuraduna, chapter 40, verse 46. An-naru yuraduna alayya huduwa wa ashiya. Every day, every night, their bodies are presented to Jahannam already now. This is now in Barzakh. Barzakh means the interspace, the barrier. You go to Cape Town, the two oceans are meeting. Maraj al-Bahrain yaltaqiyan baynahuma barzakhul la yabghiyan. Barrier. Temperature different, color different, taste different, everything different. So that is happening currently. And then what Allah says, chapter 40 verse 46, وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. So Al means who? Everyone who followed the Pharaoh, Allah dispatched him to Jahannam also. So if Al Fir'aun means the people who follow the Pharaoh, then they are Al Fir'aun. Then everyone, كُلُّ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ النَّبِيَّ الْمُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَهُوَ مِنْ آلِ النَّبِيَّ صلى الله عليه وسلم. When you follow the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you become the family and you become the followers of the Master. Look at what Imam Malik taught us, rahimahullah. You must read 2 rakat salat for the Sahaba, for the awliyaullah, for these great, great jurists. Then you see, ala Ali Muhammad, wa ala Ali, wa ala Ibrahim, wa ala Ali Ibrahim. When they cast him, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, in the fire, what he said? Jibreel alayhi salam came, let me help you, Khalilullah. He said, Amma ilayk fala hajat ali. I don't need your help. What was he reading whilst he was airborne? Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our matters and affairs. Iman-e-Kamil, perfect, 100% conviction in all Mighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allah says, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُكُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. Oh, you fire, this is my Khalil. You become a place of coolness, you become a place of safety. Ala Ibrahim, I am Abdul Qadir Hussein. Then there is Saddam Hussein. Then there's Barack Hussein Obama. We all got Hussein. None of us are relatives, right? I tell you about Saddam Hussein. I call him President Saddam al-Shaheed Hussein. Rahimahullah rahmatan wasiya. He died as a president of Iraq. He was martyred by the Americans and the Kuffar Shia. And if you know anything of Saddam Hussein, after 12 years when they exhumed his body was still intact. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٌ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ. So that he committed crimes, nobody says no, but he died a Sunni. He died with the Sunnah on his face, and he was reading Kalima while they were executing him. And he said, I don't fear to meet my Creator, to meet Almighty Allah. He walked himself, they never had to drag him. He said, I'm ready to meet Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. That is President Saddam Hussein. When the Americans came the first time to attack Bush Senior, he addressed his people on TV, radio, all that in Iraq. And what he told them, listen to the ayat. Ya narukuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Quran.
So he added one word. He said, Ya naru kuni bardaw wa salaman ala Ali Ibrahim. Ya Allah, these enemies are coming. But we are the awlad and progeny of Ibrahim Khalilullah. His Milad Mubarak took place in Iraq. Ya Allah, you help us. They came with all their planes and helicopters, so much rain, so much lightning, everything there to withdraw. Allah Ali Ibrahim. See how Allah Ta'ala saved them. Carry on with the du'as of Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam. At random, every one of us is worried of our children. And you must be worried. You know there is now the targeting the Muslims. So what is the target against the Muslims? You have the LGBT. The LGBT slogan is what? You see this Rehan, and what's your name better? Ahmed, Rehan, Ahmed, Muhammad, Musa, all the children, Masha, all the children are here. So, you like stories, therefore you come in front. Eh? What do you say, Ahmed? You like stories? Yeah, you say you like stories. So, now you must remember this, the LGBT, their slogan is this. We are here, we are here, we are queer, we are queer. We coming for your children, we coming for your children. Openly they're saying this. How many children they corrupted already and so forth. So you Muslim, you Muslima, you father, mother, every day you should be reading these du'as. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam taught us. See the du'a of Khalilullah. Chapter number 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh beloved Allah, grant me pious offspring. Grant me pious children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant me normal children. See, chapter 37, verse 100. One. Number two. Which dua he made? Today you tell our children salat, salat, half the time they're missing salat. And especially now like weekends and so forth, that when the muazzin is making a salat, khairum minan naum, salat is better than sleep, they pull the blanket even more, you understand? And this type of thing. Because they slept 12, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and that, busy with Allah alone knows Bollywood, Hollywood, Robin Hood, Tiger Hood, and how many shaitan hoods, you understood? So all this they did. So you Muslim, you have to read Surah 14, verse 40. Surah 14, verse 40. This is Khalilullah's dua. Rabbi ij'alni muqima salati wa min zurriyati. Oh Allah, make me from those people that I will read salat and I will motivate, encourage others to read salat. وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي And especially my children must also continue with this mission. See. Then he cries and begs Allah. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَى Ya Allah, accept the supplication, this petition of mine. Chapter 14, verse 40. Now we heard about our janazah, that our brother Ahmed Musa Rahimahullah, our sister passed away, the Balfour, so remember Nazira Hussein and so forth, and our brother Hashim Jamal and this one, and so many people passed away. So what must you read? Go to Khalilullah's dua again, chapter 14, verse 41. And more so those of you whose parents passed away. The condition and proviso is passed away with Iman and Islam. So Surah 14 verse 41. Best dua for the marhumin and the deceased. رَبَّنَا فِلِّي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ Oh beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and forgive the believers. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ The day the reckoning takes place. How many du'as he made? Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam rebuilds, reconstructs the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafah. After doing that, he didn't just admire it. Father and son went 7 times round the Baytullah. There's no defect, everything is perfect. Then they read du'a. They cried to Allah. Father made du'a, son said Ameen, Ameen. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Ana da'watu Ibrahim. I am as a result of the dua of Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. When he finished, he made dua right by the Baytullah. And what he said, Rabbana wab'ath fihim Rasula. Ya Allah, amongst them. There's Wadi Faran. There's Wadi Paran. You can call Faran, Paran, whatever you want. So Makkah is a valley. Bi Wadin Ghayri Di Zara'in. Ya Allah, you send the final and last messenger from them. So no one came from Makkah. No one came from that part of the world, any messenger. Allah chose the best of the best of the best from the best of the best cities, and that is Makkah Mukarramah. So that is Ana Da'wa to Ibrahim wa Bushra Isa. Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, gave glad tidings. Ahmed wa Mubash, you listening, Ahmed? Huh? You mustn't catch fish here in front of me. You going there? What you catching? Sardines? وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. You know what Ahmed means? For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it means Ahmed. I will praise Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, the most and the most and the most in creation. And my name is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will keep on praising me the most and the most and the most. Imagine the two names. Ahmed, I will praise Allah the most. And Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will praise me the most and the most and the most. So that is the beauty of these two names. So that is how Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua. Now all of you, you want to go for Umrah, you want to go for Hajj. So don't worry. Now I must worry about the money, I must worry about the agent, I must worry about Sahu. Leave all that. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So you go into sajda, you raise your hand, Surah 2, verse 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tubalina innaka antat tawwabur rahim. How many incidents people told me that they heard the dua on the radio and they started reading. When I went to Venice, when I went to Italy, so I always narrate and say the story. So one brother, his name Abdullah, maybe he's listening now also. So he says one day by mistake, he just on the radio and I was giving and mentioning this dua. I said Surah 2 verse 28. He said he can't remember one line properly, he meant to write it down quickly. So he said after 1 week learning, then he started, you know, reading it by heart, going to sajda. Ya Allah, show us the places of Umrah and Hajj. Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, Medina will come in, all will come in. And forgive us, Ya Allah. He says, after 2 months, agent phone. Say, Abdullah, you want to go for Hajj? He say, of course I want to go, but, you see, I didn't ask you about but in that. I know your story. You want to go, you don't know. He say, I want to go. Say, bring your passport to me tomorrow. I need somebody as a helper. You don't have to pay anything, I'll pay for you everything. See, that is Allah. So he performed Hajj, he came back, all these things. So now I haven't met him until that time ended. So now we start communicating by email. So I told him, okay, first stop, I'm coming to you. My European tour, like you said. So from here, Dubai, Venice, very beautiful. You can't travel in Venice like this, you go with a gondola, you know, with a boat and all. Very nice. So I told him, Abdullah, you know me, I can't travel with all these people. We need a special boat, you understood? No other people, because they bring their wine and dine and swine and half, you know how it is there, you understand? For them to wear clothes is abnormal, you understand? They love their birthday suits and all that, you know how it is there, all the shaitans, you understand? So I said, we can't go in all this view. He said, no, we arrange everything, you don't worry. I said, very good. So he take me around in that. But when he met me there at Venice, so he could see me and I saw him, I told him I'm a tall guy, you will see big beard, white kurta, my wife. So I just came out, he came running and he hugged me and the tears were rolling down and he's reading in my ear, وَارِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. So you must cry to Allah, Allah will accept. How many people are sick today? Every second person is sick. Either you must remember business worries, domestic problems, or you know South Africa, another khushkhabrik, dead tidings I must give you. My cousin, there in Burgersfort, near Leidenburg, so Suleiman Tayyip, today we got the news, you know, they kidnapped him and a lot of stories. So Allah Jalla Wala brought him back safely. So we bow down, we go into shukr, into sajda. Ya Allah, Allah Malaka Shukru Kullu. Imagine they take somebody away. And we know they certain sums to be paid and this and all that. That is beside the point now. At least the man came home. He can see his wife, he can see his children, he can see his grandchildren and so forth and so on. So the things we take for granted, an-ni'matu idha fukidat urifat. We only appreciate the bounty when it's no more. You see, qadra ni'mat ba'da zawal. So alhamdulillah, he is back home also. So this is another dua Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. Chapter 12, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam read the dua in Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّحِيمُ. When we were very young, you know, like this Rehan and Ahmed in there, we go out. Our mothers, they never knew all this dua and all that Quran. But they said, go beta, go Khuda Hafiz. Khuda Hafiz, go. But what was Khuda Hafiz? Is the same dua they were making. Surah 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Allah is the best protector. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And He is the most merciful one to show mercy. So like that we must learn. So how many people are sick today? Now which dua are you going to read? So you must read Nabi Yunus alayhi salam's dua. What is the dua? So Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam's dua, take that one first. So read the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, it's all together in the Quran. Surah 21, Surah Anbiya, 17 Juz, 17 Supara, verse 83. This is dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. And remember that he, Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam, ulama wrote different. They say minimum he was sick and ill for 17 years. Now imagine if a person is ill for 17 years. But he never lost hope in the mercy of Allah. To cry, beg, petition Allah. Anni masani yadurru wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, this catastrophe. Ya Allah, this calamity has struck me. Why it's you, Ya Allah, anta arhamur rahimin. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. Always read that. It's a powerful dua. That, Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Surah 21, verse 83. This is for people who are really ill and sick. Doctors also will say we can't do anything and so forth. And the doctors make maaf, you know, this, our Dr. Umar is here also. So he read wonderful Naat Sharif and so forth. So, sometimes the doctors tell you, yeah, go home, you know why? Because you must remember, the medical aid be petting you. You know what I'm saying? So the medical aid got finished, they said, better take him away. You know what I'm saying? So now, they multiply, they say, no, now go home and finish. You understand? So this type of thing. What do you say, Dr. Umar? So you must, you know, sometimes it's like that also. You know, so we don't know what happens. Now carry on. Surah 21, Surah Anbiya. Just after that, verse 87. Dua of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Now imagine he's in the belly of the fish. And the darkness of the night, the darkness of the ocean, the darkness of the waves, fish zulumat. So many darknesses. But he's teaching us a lesson. When there's worry, when there's sorry, when there's anxiety, La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Surah chapter 21 and verse 87. See the great tidings, Ummah, Allah is giving us. Wa najaynahu min al-gham. We rescued him from the distress and worry and sorry. But Allah says, wa kadhalika nunjil mu'mineen. Similarly, we will rescue you, we will save you also. See, brothers. So learn this, whenever there are problems and so forth. One Maulana was running very fast from his house to the masjid. So one shagird, one student asked him, Hazrat, sab khairiyat se hai, ab bahut tez ja rahe ho, where are you going so fast, Hazrat? He said, ghar mein meme tutu chal raha hai. Ghar mein meme tutu. Tutu don't mean bishop tutu here. Yeah? So you must remember, meme tutu means, my wife and my mother are both having it out. So I said, I better disappear. I'll go to the masjid and cry. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. How many of us will do that? Listen, in Urdu you say, meme tutu. I say, you say, he say, she say, and it goes on. You know, women, you can't stop them. So this is the one. So the one brother asked, walida kon or biwi kon? Walida kon or biwi kon? Who's a mother and who's a wife? So I went London, I went New York, I went Sydney, I went, you understand, India, Pakistan. Example alone, when I came back, my beloved mother is there, my wife is there. So Biwi ne pucha, Biwi asked, what you brought for me? Or Walida ne pucha, beta khana khaya, did you eat? See, husband-wife relationship, always there's a motive involved. But mother is pure, pure love. So pucha, Walida kon or Biwi kon? Second question. What is, who is a mother and who is a wife? So the person answered, he said, my mother taught me to walk and talk. And my wife told me, when you talk, when I talk, you better keep quiet. Wife said, when I talk, chup, you don't talk. Understood? If we speak one word, they have paragraphs for us. You know? It happened in Sayyidina Umar's time. Sheikh Sabuni Rahimahullah gave me the book himself, Az-Ziwaj al-Mubakkir. So he got ajib stories there for you ulama students. Qissatu Umar wal-A'rabi. The story, incident, anecdote of Sayyidina Umar and the Bedouin. So the Bedouin told his wife certain things and the wife gave him a tongue lashing. So now he came here to the house of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. So then he took a U-turn, he went away. But the corner of the eye, so then Umar saw somebody came. He told the Khadim, call the brother there. So he called. Say, Sayyidina Umar is calling him. Say, no, I don't want. Say, Amirul Mu'minin is calling you. He came. So then Umar asked him, you came here and went away. Say, no, I don't want to speak. Please, Amirul Mu'minin. Say, I'm Amirul Mu'minin, I'm telling you, you came here for something. He said, okay, Amirul Mu'minin, you're telling me that I must speak. So this is the story. I told my wife one sentence, she gave me paragraphs and paragraphs and paragraphs. A tongue lashing. When I came here, I heard your wife giving you a tongue lashing. I said, what does Amirul Mu'minin help me? We're both in the same boat. See, Sayyidina Umar was abqari, he was a genius. He said, very good, my brother. I am also like that, you will come, let's talk. Man to man, heart to heart talk. Who cooks your food? He said, wife. Who looks after your children? Wife. Who looks after your valuables? Wife. Who sews your clothes? You know, sometimes it's torn and my wife. And who fulfills your lust and desires? Wife. He said, look at it, one lady, one woman, she got 5-6 portfolios. So sometime now she unvents her anger and, you know, once in a while, you must allow it. She also has to have her space and all this. Don't take it to heart and all these things. Their hearts are very soft. So then after that, you buy presents, you do this. Now Qurbani time, I told them day in Shepherd Shepston, eat day, go to your wife and say, oh honey, don't be funny, take the money and make Qurbani. What you say? Nice one, Ahmed. You can repeat it.
Oh honey, take the money.
Oh, Shabbat. You got the whole sentence. Yeah, he rhymed everything up, Abu Ahmed. You see? All sharpshooters are like this. They're not married, nothing, but they know what to tell the wife already. They're not even baligh still, you understood? But they're already preparing sentences. Sometime in my travel, the small children, they come and meet me. They tell me my own lines. A hungry man is an angry man. Understand? Sometimes, 10 or 2 of them will say, yeah, these jutlas, they're troubling us. Jutlas are troubling us. I say, yeah, it's good. You must learn the spirit of jihad. Right, our topic today is we carry on. Dua of Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. Wa ma adraka man Musa. Who is Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam? Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, gustadi Quran Sharif, gustadi Sunnah Mubarakah Bukhari Sharif, gustadi Bible. His name Nami Isme Grami is mentioned 136 times in the Noble Quran. No Nabi's name is mentioned so many times in the Noble Quran like Moses, Moshi. The Jutlas, they say Moshi. English, they say Moses. We say Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. Who is Nabi Musa alayhi salam? His physical description. He was dark in complexion. He had sheepish hair like our African. Allah elevates him so much, Kaleemullah, he speaks to Almighty Allah. Take the du'as of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam in the Quran Sharif. How many du'as? See, now before I lecture, before I have to deliver a lesson, every day you hear. Surah 20, Surah Taha, verses 25, 26, 27, 28. Rabbi shrah li swadri, Ya Allah, open my heart for me, Ya Allah. Yasir li amri, Ya Allah, make my task easy for me. Wahlul uqdatam min lisani, Ya Allah, remove all the knots in my tongue. Yafqahu qawli, so the people can listen. We indebted to him, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. He's not going with the army. He's not going with some international force. He's going to the Pharaoh, the tenpot dictator. He says, Ya Allah, my speech, I stammer, I stutter. Help me, Ya Allah. On that occasion, Allah Jalla wa'ala taught him this dua. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Now after the drowning of the Pharaoh and his people, he goes to Mount Sinai. He receives the Torah. The people here, he appointed his brother Nabi Harun alayhi salam as his deputy. But these people a little bit crazy. So there was another person, Samiri. Samiri found one, you understand, so like a piece of gold, whatever, and so forth, and he made it into the golden calf. And the golden calf started speaking. So he, Samiri, said, Hada ilahukum wa ilahu Musa fanasi. This is God, Allah forbid, this is you must worship. Musa alayhi salam is going to look there, but God came here, Allah forbid. So he bamboozled and he, you know, totally beguiled and deceived the minds of people. For real, they started worshipping it. Nabi Musa alayhi salam was furious. When he came, he held his brother Nabi Harun alayhi salam by his beard and head and started shaking it. La ta'khudh bi lihyati wa la bi ra'si. So then he cried to Allah. I want all of you to learn this dua. Chapter 7, verse 151. Chapter 7, verse 51. 7, 151. See the dua, how he makes and how we should read. He reads, Rabbi rafilli wali akhi. Anbiya alayhi salatu salam ma'asum. They are protected from all types of sin and wrong vices. Mistake they make, they can be mistake. Mistake does not constitute a sin. So he cries, he begs, he petitions Allah. Rabbi rafilli wali akhi. Ya Allah, forgive me and my brother. وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. Ya Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whereas you, Allah alone, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. See what a powerful, beautiful dua. Now it's you and your wife. Now you don't have children. So what dua are you going to read? رَبِّ غِفِرْ لِي وَلِزَوْجَتِي وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. It's you, your wife and your children. Rabbi filli wa li zawjati wa auladi. Your parents are there. Rabbi filli wa li walidayya wa adkhilna fi rahmati. You see how you can play with the words like that. Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive my parents, forgive my brothers, forgive my sisters, forgive my children. But include all of us, Ya Allah, in your special, special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful. Allah loves it when you say that. He said himself, wa rahmati wasiat kulla shay. My mercy encompasses everything. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, he was very strong. I told you, he had, you know, dark complexion. He just gave the person one tap, if you know boxing, you know. One short tap, for because of Musa, he died. So the people, they told that Musa alayhi salam committed homicide and murder. Allah forbid. So one person came to him in Egypt and said, better go from here. These people, they're planning to assassinate you. So he left. He left Egypt. Where he goes that side, you must remember, to another place there, and so forth, and he doesn't know anybody there. Madian and all these places he goes. So, like how I came now to Durban. And now when I came on Tuesday, that pilot also announced something. First time I think this happened to me. I'm sitting with my wife and dad, and the pilot say, there's something happening here in Durban, Tuesday. We landed 4:10. He said it's inclement weather and something. We came round, they tell us that the tornado hit Phoenix and Inanda and I don't know where and where and where. So we read two rakat salatul shukr, we think, Allah, we arrive safely and so forth. But always when you come to a place, you don't know people. So which dua you must read? Which dua you must read? Any town you go, read the dua of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Chapter 28, verse 24. Surah 28, verse 24. But now we go this country, this city, and we here and there. So read. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. Ya Allah, whatever goodness you are sending down from the heavens and skies, I'm muhtaj of it. I need it, Ya Allah. See, a Nabi's dua. Now when he entered, he doesn't know. Like when I went to China, I went to Russia. I don't even know one word Russian or Chinese. But we just go. Tawakkal to Allah. We come out from the airport, one farishta is waiting there. Why? Because we read all this. Rabbi inni lima anzalta. When I landed in China, I saw one guy. So, and first the Chinese guys came to me. All short guys. They came and looked up, down, up, down. It's like they saw a jinnat or something. They all come here, yeah, shorties and all this kind. Say, how tall is this guy? They came up, down, up. Then the next guy will come, the next guy will come. So for me it was like a big joke. Then I saw this mutter with a beard, I went there, slate. I said, Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam. When Aina Anta, I could see the Arab. I said, I'm in Jeddah, I'm from Jeddah. He said, what are you doing here? I said, my brother is coming. I said, no, your brother is coming. He first sort me out, bye. I don't know Chinese one word. Then we became friends and I was leaving, he came to the hotel, he was half crying, he put a present and all. Every day we followed him. Where must we go? What must we do? Then he tell us, do this, take this, train like that. So read chapter 28, verse 24. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. Whatever goodness you sending down, I need it. So he saw two women there. And they're standing one side. They got haya, shame, modesty. Not all mix up business like today. Today they don't know where's the entry and where's the exit also, you know. Adam and Eve, park here, park in the parking lot, park in the loading zone, park anywhere. Not like that, they had haya. So they were one side, they asked them, what's wrong? They said, wa abuna shaykhun kabir. Our father is very old, we have to fill water. And now we have to do it, our father is very, very old. So he said, alright. He filled up the buckets of water, everything, they went home early. So the father asked them, what happened? He said, no, there's one person, it is very strong. So father, we don't have a brother. Inna khayra man ista'jarta al-qawiyyul amin. You must employ him, father. He's qawi, he's active and strong. And amin, he never looked at us. He's a man of honesty, integrity. Today, if they're qawi and strong, they'll empty your pockets and your safe also. You know how strong they are. And if they're amin, very, very honest, then normally they're lazy also. So you must remember this combination. Active and honest. That is the best Quran says. See the wisdom of the father. Father said, father was no ordinary person, Nabi Shuaib alayhi salam. He said, my daughters, this small thing. We buy the cow, the milk will come free of charge. You see? Inni uridu an unkihaka ihdabnatayya hatain. You are my two daughters. We call him here. He must choose one of you and I will perform the nikah. The proposal came from whose side? The lady's side. Today in our community and all that, if you say, I gal kulai ne ujna. Why you don't propose there to the boy and say, come see my daughter? Our people will say, what you talking? You cut my whole nose off, or half man. We got a little bit misunderstanding and misinformation here. We must do all these things. So, he got married there, he got boarding, he got lodging, he served Nabi Shuaib alayhi salatu salam for 10 years, Quran says, and the barakat of this dua. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. But there's another dua, and this is where we are failing. And we're failing very, very badly in this. What is the dua, brothers and sisters? Surah 28, verse 17. We want to make everybody happy. You see? That is wrong. In Islam, it can never happen. So he made dua. Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Rabbi bima an'amta alayya. Ya Allah, because of all your bounties and favors, chapter 28 verse 17, which you conferred upon me, فَلَنْ أَكُونَ ظَهِيرًا لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ, I will never help and side with those people who are the criminals and wrongdoers. We tell them, don't do this wrong, yet they continue and persist with it. رَبِّ بِمَا أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ. So never join the wrong party, make the right choices. But what we do today, we got our own philosophy and ideology. We say, no, I will sit on the fence. When you sit on the fence, then you are committing a major offense. In Urdu, now people are coming home Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the Hujjaj are coming home. So the Shair writes, the poet writes in Urdu, Haj ki Kaaba ki bhi, Haj ki Ganga ki bhi. The Haji went and he made Hajj of Baytullah. The Haji went and he made Hajj of Ganga. You know the Hindus, they go to Ganges River. It don't mean physically, literally, but you want to go to the wrong places. So why? Razi Rahe Rahman, he says, Hajj ki Kaaba ki bhi, Hajj ki Ganga ki bhi, Razi Rahe Rahman bhi, Khush Rahe Shaitan bhi. We want to please Allah, we want to please Shaitan. Shaitan will be pleased, Allah will never be pleased. Allah wants commitment from us. 100% commitment. So think properly. Today, LGBT. What are you doing? Did you read the dua of Nabi Lut alayhi salam? Lut alayhi salatu salam was in Sodom and Gomorrah. And he saw what these people are doing, the gay community, in Sodom and Gomorrah. Surah 29 verse 30. He raised his hands. He cried to Allah, Rabbin surni alal qawmil mufsideen. Ya Allah, assess me against these troublemakers, against these mischief makers, against this gay community. A Nabi had to cry. And then what happens, brothers? With Allah's help, I've been there 5 times, occupied Palestine. Go and see with your own eyes the remnants and the relics that are there. Allah, this is Ijazul Quran. Every verse is called ayah, a sign and a symbol of Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla Wala, let it rain. Not rain water and hail. Allah, فَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيل مُسَوَّمَةً إِنْدَ رَبِّكَ فَجَعَلْنَا عَلِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا. Allah Ta'ala told Jibreel alayhi salam, this land of Sodom and Gomorrah, you pick it up and smash it to the ground. Go there today, you will see it is the lowest portion of earth, on earth as far as altitude goes. Quran's miracle this is. Allah made it, فَجَعَلْنَا عَلِيَهَا سَعْفِلَهَا. And then Allah Ta'ala let it rain upon them, brimstones. And the stone had the name of them, that you are Adam and you are Steve. Because they do all this business, you see. They don't say Adam and Eve, they say Adam and Steve business. So therefore Allah Ta'ala then punished them. So the land and sand is telling us a story. Next to it is al-Bahrul Mayyid, the Dead Sea. Go see there, nothing can survive. The salt content is so much and so forth. If you guy like me, you can't swim also, you go swim there, you won't drown. But it's not permissible, we mustn't swim. There, why? All these places where Allah's azab came, that Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِلَّمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَابُ. That, if you can't cry, then make your face like that of a crying person. See, brothers, lesson for us. So always you have trouble with your neighbors, you have trouble with your employees, you have trouble with the... Read Surah 29 verse 30. Rabbin surni alal qawmil mufsideen. Sometime in life, the people who are nearest to you, everybody turns against you. Then who are you going to turn to? Who are you going to turn to? So Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam, Noah, he taught us a lesson. When he went to the people, they would put their fingers inserted in the ears. We don't want to hear you. And then they would take their clothing, cover their faces. We don't want to see you. Quran says. So then he cried, he begged, he petitioned Allah. Chapter 54 verse 10. And what he said? فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَهُلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِيرٌ. Ya Allah, I'm overpowered. I'm overwhelmed. You defend me, you assist me, Ya Allah. As soon as he made this dua, see, I teach you something. When I went 2000 to Iraq, we had good guides, you know. Whether it's true or not true, I can't say 100%, but this is what is written in many, many books of the ulama. Quran says, Wafarat Tannur. The one place, the oven, the stove started bubbling. So if you go to Kufa, this was all conquered in Sayyidina Umar's time. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu anhu stood there in Kufa. He was awwalu man rama sahman fi sabilillah, the first person to shoot an arrow in the path of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. He stood there in the middle and he shot there four directions. He said, this is Jamiul Kufa, the masjid, start building your houses around it. Till today is like that. If you go to Kufa, the big masjid there, there one side, they got like some signs and they say that tanur, that stove, that bubble and everything started there. And that is how the deluge and the flood and tufan, what Quran speaks about, Noah and the ark, it started there. And Nabi Nuh alayhi salam and his people, they went into the boat, into the ark and so forth. So be that as it may, but what is the dua? That is what we must learn. Chapter 54, verse 10. Rabbi anni maghloobun fantasir. Ya Allah, I'm overpowered. Nobody, Ya Allah, only you can defend me. You can assist me. See? With how powerful these du'as are. Then we go to the last one, our father, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, our mother, Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha. You know, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, where he came down. Go open the hadith kitab Sahih ibn Khuzaimah. You will find there that remember Minal Hind. Hind means India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. Then you include, you must remember, the area of Sri Lanka, Ceylon, all that is Hind, according to Quran and Hadith terminology. So he was transferred from Jannah, paradise, to Hind. So if you go to Ceylon, if you go to Sri Lanka, you will see a mountain, Adam's Peak. It's not Quran, Hadith, this exact place, but the ulama and the scholars have written. Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, where she landed? Jeddah. You all went to Jeddah, Hajj time, Umrah time. Jeddah means grandmother. And if you go there and you get a good guide, they will show you that is one long grave from here till there. So they say it's Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha's grave. Whether it's true or not true, wallahu a'lam. We can't say 100%. So Jeddah means grandmother. So she came down to Jeddah. And he, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, came down there in, you must remember, Ceylon, Sri Lanka. Then they walked and they walked and they walked and they met in Arafat. One meaning Arafat, to recognize one another. Another meaning Arafat, the perfume and the fragrance that emanates from there. When you perform Hajj, Allah Ta'ala special mercy, fragrance is descending. So on Arafat. So you must understand these meanings here. Let's carry on now. So now while they were in Jannah, وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِي شَجَرَةً. Don't even approach that tree. This was the test. But he forgot about it, Quran says. فَنَسِيَ آدَمُ وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ أَزْمَةً. Totally forgot. Both of them, فَلَمَّا ذَاقَ الشَّجَرَةً. They both ate and tasted from that tree. What tree it is? Remember, the Quran Sharif is silent. The authentic hadith is silent. Somebody says this tree, somebody says that. Somebody says it was the tree of knowledge, you know, apple. But all this is more speculation. You can't say it is 100% authentic. There was a tree that we accept. Which tree? Allah alone knows. That's the safest to say. Carry on. Now a mistake was committed. You don't say sin, it's Anbiya alayhi salam. A mistake was committed. Now time for dua. Surah 7 verse 23. Chapter 7 verse 23. Every day me and you are committing sin. Yesterday was Eid day. When you sit by the Ahlullah, when you sit by the Awliyaullah, you see Durban weather here, very nice. Sometime even Fajr time or Zohar time. Winter, you've got the air cons on here in Durban. You know how it is nice here, you know. And you sit next to the air con, you sit next to the fan, the coolness comes. You sit next to the heater, the fireplace, the warmth comes. You sit next to the pious people, the piety rubs off. So what the pious people say, Kulla yawmin lam ya'sillaha fihi fawa yawmu eedin. See what the powerful sentence. Every day in the 24-hour cycle, you did not break the law of Almighty Allah. For you, O Muslim, O Muslimah, that day is the day of your personal Eid. Because Allah is so happy with you that I did not violate the law of Allah. So we can make every day a day of Eid. When we don't indulge in vices and sin, but who's going to do it? You'll say, inshallah, inshallah. You know, inshallah, how also it works today. So think properly there. So now, husband and wife, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha, they cry. Me and you should read this every day. Surah 7 verse 23. We'll end on this. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Oh beloved Allah, we have wronged ourselves. We have wronged our souls. If you don't forgive us, if you don't envelope us in our, with your mercy, then we will be the losers, Ya Allah. Allah says, I forgive you. Finish. See, Allah's mercy. So we are guilty. Don't try and justify it. Say from day one, I'm guilty as charged. There's no mitigating circumstances. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. So learn these duas and inshallah life will become much more meaningful. Quickly, just to teach you some maslas now before we end. So remember, tonight is the night of the 12th in South Africa. So your takbir at tashriq, see the Quran, brothers. You must understand the beauty. Surah 2 verse 185. Allah is speaking of Eidul Fitr, Ramadan. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْإِدَّةِ, you must complete the period, 29 days, 30 days. And then, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ, glorify the honorable name of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. And then, now you have finished Ramadan, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Go out and go read your Eid Salat, Eidul Fitr. We read Tahajjud in our house. Then we read for Salat in the local masjid. The noor, the radiance became bigger. Chumma Salat we read in the Jami Masjid. The noor got bigger. And then Eid Salat we went to the Eidgah. It got even bigger. And then we went to the greatest assembly of humanity, Maidan-e-Arafat. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, 92, we were 4 million people. Who can forget such Hajj? Never ever in history you saw such a crowd. We only entered in Arafat 3 o'clock. So my brothers, that is where we started, in your house. From the noor, 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 noor. You know South Africa. DC, direct current. AC, alternate current. ANC, and no current. Press, 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 press. Nothing happened. The wife is swearing, and this one is, the chickens are dying. Yesterday, 35,000 chickens died because of load shedding. South Africa. You see? So my brothers, so that is Eidul Fitr. Now Eidul Adha, Surah 22 verse 37, كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala made subservient for you the camel, the cow, big, big animals. Lakum lituk, the bull. Lakum litukabbiru Allah ala ma hadakum. So that you must glorify the name of Almighty Allah. Hadith of the Master alayhi salam, Zayyinu a'yadakum bit takbir. Beautify the name of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, and beautify your Eid with takbir. So our takbir will continue tomorrow, that is Saturday and Sunday in South Africa and other countries, Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, and then you stop. From Monday onwards, you want to read, you want to make, you understand, Umrah, permissible. You want to go, you understand, and start fasting, permissible. Now you can't fast. Tomorrow you can't fast, Sunday you can't fast. Ayyamu aklin wa shurbin wa zikrillah. It's days of eating, drinking, and remembering Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Those who are following the Moon Sami's calendar, you know Moon Sami, the Saudi calendar, we call them Moon Sami's. So you must remember that, so their calendar will end tomorrow. That is the 13th, tomorrow day by day. So Fajr, Takbir, Zohar, Takbir, Asr, Takbir, from the night of the 14th. From tomorrow night, people will wear ihram and they'll go Tan'im, they'll come back, start Umrah. Mother Aisha Siddiqa is the night of the 14th. Is the night of the 14th in Hajjatul Wida. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants to now depart back to Medina Munawwara. She came, Siddiqa, and she's crying. Ma yubkiki ya Aisha, why you cry? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the honorable wives, they made Umrah, they made Hajj, but I only perform Hajj. Kissa kya, what happened? From there, you must remember, Zul Hulayfa bin Ali, the miqat, the boundary, she made intention of Umrah, because intention of Tamattu Hajj. Lo and behold, when she came towards Makkah, just before Makkah, the boundary, a place called Sarif, there her menses, her hayz, everything started. Mother Aisha. And it carried on, now the days of Hajj. What must I do, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In our terminology, we call this faskul umrati ilal hajj. Cancel your umrah and make intention of hajj. So she made intention of ifrad hajj. So only hajj. All the other wives made umrah and hajj. And she only made hajj. Now, Ya Rasulullah, I also want to make umrah. Okay, fine. Tell your brother Abdul Rahman, he must take you to her, to Tan'im. You know Masjid Aisha there today? That same area. So you go there and you make intention, make umrah and everything then. So they made umrah, they came back on the night of the 14th, and then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed with this dua, and we will conclude with this dua. Allahumma ij'alha hajjatan la riya'a fiha. وَلَا سُمْعَى. This is Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dua. Ya Allah, make it such a hajj. لَا رِيَاءَ فِيهَا. It must not be to impress the eyes of people. It must not be to impress the ears of people. To set the precedent for humanity, posterity. 1 million, 2 million, millions of people over the years perform hajj. But we hardly see a change. Because our hajj either is riyan or sum'ah. Either we want to impress people, eyes or ears, or we don't have the ikhlas and sincerity. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, bring the hujjaj back. Ghanimeen, salimeen, ma'zuzeen, mansoorin, maqbooleen, mabrooreen. Allah Ta'ala bring them back with hajj maqbool and hajj mabroor. And Allah protect the harameen sharifeen, Masjidul Aqsa and all our places. In conclusion now, I have to thank all the directors of the various radio stations, Radio Ansar International, to all the directors, Barakallahu Fik, to Sirius FM, and that is our brother Faisal Asmal and Yusuf Asmal, Jazakallahu Khair, and to our Markaz Sahaba, the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team. Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you. So inshallah, this brings us to the end of this tour of ours to Durban, South Coast, and all the places we went to is Pingo Reef and Poshepstone and Harding, and then mashallah, you know, Mirbank and so many other places. Made Eid in Poshepstone, wonderful. I was amazed, more than 2,000 people, you know. So all Allah Fadl, you know. So we don't know where we go and somebody can benefit something. And last dua, you should read, learn this, and especially students and ulama, every day read 2 rakat salat and say, Allahumma ij'alna minal maqbooleen. Ya Allah, this knowledge we are learning, Ya Allah, this knowledge we want to disseminate it. See how many people are embracing Islam. It's not we, it's Allah, Allah's fadl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy. The pastor said, you're stealing our people, and after 3 days he embraced Islam. Now he's bringing more people into Islam. So you see, so we must present Islam without being apologetic and without compromising. We have the best, we must share it with the rest. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, inshallah, accept us all for his deen. Inshallah, my nephew, Hazrat Mawlana Ismail Karim, Damat Barakatuh, he'll make the dua now, inshallah. He's our buzruk, you know. I'm tired now.
So Mawlana will make the dua. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكنن من الخاسرين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم حبب لنا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره لنا الكفر والفسوق والإسلام واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم احيته منا فاحيا الاسلام ومن توفيته منا تطهر الايمان. اللهم اشف موتانا موتى المسلمين وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما واهله. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون. والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله رب العالمين.